Now, Jesus Christ is not a scam. Jesus Christ is the real deal. Jesus Christ said, the Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. The Bible said, greater love have no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. The reason why Jesus Christ is not a scam, because Jesus Christ came to fulfill everything that was written about him. If you can remember, hey, glory to God, when those men was going to Emmaus, and when Jesus did not reveal himself to them, amen, he called them a fool. And listen, this is what I said, Bible say, and a certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so the woman had said, but him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophet has spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophet, he expounded unto them in all the scripture the thing concerning himself. Then he went down and say, verse 45, then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scripture, and said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name of all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And as he witnessed of these things, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem unto be endowed with power from on high. So Jesus Christ is not a scam. Now, and one of the reasons why I say Jesus Christ is not a scam, because if you can read in Acts chapter 1, when Jesus Christ went up into glory, and the Bible say, look what the Bible say, hallelujah. Now he's talking to the disciples now. Let's say verse number 6. And they therefore were come together. They asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel?
I'm looking at all the things that I used to journal about when I was in a new age. And let me just tell you guys that law of attraction is demonic. And I'm going to tell you why. So first of all, one of the things in New Age on law of attraction is this thing called the 5-5-by-5 method. And basically what that is based on the law of attraction, but you write 55 affirmations 5 days in a row. So every single day you write 55 affirmations of whatever you're desiring. And you do that literally for five times, like Monday through Friday. And I'm going through one of my old journals and it blows my mind, because obviously now I'm a Christian and I'm saved, and I'm going back and looking on what I used to journal about when I was in a new age, and what I used to manifest, and what I used to think positively about to desire my outcome. And one of the things that I want to tell you guys is it doesn't really work, because God is ultimately the one who decides if that thing comes to pass or if it doesn't. It doesn't have anything to do with your thoughts. And I'm going to give you a great example. So one of the things that I used to always journal from like 5 years ago, when I was deep, deep, deep in a new age. And when I say deep in a new age, guys, I had a whole podcast about how to manifest your dream life, how to think yourself into reality, like your thoughts create your reality. I traveled all around the world doing all of these new age practices. I learned from the best gurus. I literally did it all. I did Akashic Records. I did tarot cards. I did yoga. I literally did every single thing that you could imagine. New moon rituals, like literally all of it, okay? And one of the things that I was always trying to manifest, and let me just rewind for a second. So yes, law of attraction in itself can work because, yes, obviously there's studies that show that if you think positively, that you'll have a better life, you'll have a better out. Like, that's just based on, yeah, your mood. Your mood creates better real. That's just like, that's not based on the law of attraction. That's just, yes, being in a better mood and having better energy will attract better opportunities, better people around you. That's just how life is. But when it gets demonic and it gets dangerous, when you start thinking that you are in control of what happens in your life based on your thoughts, because the Bible clearly goes against that, because I'm going to tell you exactly why. We're going to go over Bible verses and I'm going to show you something that will hopefully give you a new perspective on this law of attraction thing. And if you don't know what law of attraction is the belief that the universe creates and provides for you that which your thoughts are focused on. So in other words, you focus on your desired outcome and the universe will give you what you want. But the universe, God is the universe. God created the universe. So we need to stop worshiping the universe and start worshiping God who created the universe. It's a demonic trap that pulls you in to convince you that you can have whatever you want based on your positive thinking. And then if that thing doesn't manifest, it's because you didn't think positively enough, which is completely false. And it's a complete, that ideology is completely false because, like I said before, God is ultimately the one who allows these things to happen or not to happen, because clearly I didn't meet the love of my life. I only fell into toxic relationship after toxic relationship. And let me just tell you that everything that I used to manifest in my life, I go back to look at my old journals and most of those things came true because it is still God's will for my life. After I got saved, and then I went back to go read all my journals, and the things that did come true is because that is part of God's will for my life. Like, I used to always journal, I want to travel the world and inspire people all around the world. Like, that was my biggest, like, dream and purpose that I wanted to accomplish, was to travel all around the world and inspire people. And now I'm living out that, because now God called me into full-time ministry and my entire job is creating content to inspire people, to draw people closer to Jesus. So God made that God allowed that to happen because that was in his will. The one thing that didn't happen was something that I used to do literally every single month. Like, at the beginning of the month, my biggest dream that I wanted to manifest was, I'm going to meet the love of my life. And so I did this. This is back in, when did I even do this? This was like back in 2020. I used to journal every single day about quantum possibilities and all the things that I was manifesting and how I was going to drive this car and that car and what my house was going to look like. Yeah, so this was from 2020. And literally every single month I would journal and I would say, I'm going to meet the love of my life, blah, blah, blah. Like, day one, I would do day one. This is at the beginning of the month. I will meet the love of my life. I will meet the love of my life. I would think so positively. I would meditate. I would literally spend hours meditating, trying to raise up my vibration, trying to manifest the love of my life. Like, do you see how crazy this is? Like, I literally go back and look at this and I'm just like, I'm so happy I met the love of my life. Just like manifesting all these things. And that never came to pass, because you know why? It's not because I wasn't thinking positively enough, because I was always a positive person. It was because that was not God's will for my life. And that can become so dangerous, because when you start manifesting and then you don't get the thing that you're manifesting, you start judging yourself and you're like, why am I not thinking positively enough? Or you determine that you're not in alignment, which is literally completely unbiblical, because God says that being rebellious is being disobedient, and manifesting your own reality is being disobedient to what God's will actually is for your life. And 1 Samuel 15:22-23 says, look, to obey is better than to sacrifice. To pay attention is better than the fat of rams. For rebellion is like the sin of divination, and defiance is like wickedness and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected you as king. Being disobedient is a form of rebellion, and rebellion and rebelliousness is a form of witchcraft and idolatry, because you yourself are thinking yourself as God. You yourself are thinking of how you can manifest your own reality instead of following in God's plan for your life, which is witchcraft. And let me just tell you that with God, since I've been saved, and things that I pray about and things that I do according to God's will, more things have happened and come true because of God's hand in it than when I was without God and manifesting all the things that I wanted to come true. God has made all of those things that I was wanting back in my New Age life that never happened has now happened because God's hand in it. God's hand is in it. Like, for example, back when I was in New Age, I was like, I'm going to write the best book. I'm going to write a book about my life. But remember, I was in New Age. So thank God, God didn't allow that book to come to pass, because I would have talked about all the things that I had manifested to make this book come to reality. But when I got saved, now I actually have a book that I wrote about how I got out of my toxic relationship. Because what does God say in his word? Romans 8:28, that he will work all things together for our good and for his glory. So all the things that I was manifesting back then about the love of my life, all those people that I thought were the love of my life ended up being a narcissist or the most toxic relationship that I could not get out of. And it completely like delayed all the blessings that God actually had for me. And when I said that I wanted to write a book about my life, now that I got saved, God allowed me to finally write a book about my life, because he turned everything for my good. That toxic relationship that I was manifesting that I thought was the one was actually not the one, because the devil likes to disguise himself as an angel of light. So sometimes the thing that you're manifesting could actually be the counterfeit. So we have to really be careful about that, because if we do not have God's hand in it, it's not going to be the thing that God actually has for us.
Monique, stop trying to manifest things. You can't claim things that is not God's will for you. You know, positive vibrations, positive energies are not really positive. As you know, do not be deceived by these spirits. Please, help me get this word out by sharing this to at least 3 people right now. You know, the Bible does not teach us anything about attracting, about manifesting, or aligning your vibrations with anything. That is a very dangerous New Age deceptive teaching. Stop trying to mix the Word of God. You know, you cannot meditate without the Word of God. The Bible says that we meditate only on His Word, not meditate by emptying our minds. The universe will not work things out for you. Karma won't help you. You know, you can't receive healing without the cross of Christ. Sure, you might get results, but know this, whatever you're getting is not from God. That whatever you'll be receiving if you manifest something, that is not the will of God for your life, and it can destroy you. There is no such thing as the secret to get anything you want. There is only one thing that is revealed, and his name is Jesus Christ. Is love revealed? My friend, stop looking to try and fulfill yourself with the things of this world, and start looking to the one who has conquered this world. If you believe that, please type a comment saying amen.
What's going on, y'all? I got a word for y'all today, so listen up, okay? I was sitting in my room, and I was at work, and God just put this on my heart, so I'm going to talk to y'all about it. And he gave me scripture to back it up, right? And it is about the law of attraction. It's demonic, and that just is what it is. It is demonic. It is self-glorifying. It is glorifying the universe. Who do you think created the universe? God created the universe. So how you gonna thank his creation for something that he did? Right? But follow me. God says do all things in his name. So doing anything outside of the name of Jesus is demonic. And that just is what it is. And I'm going to give y'all scripture right here in John 16, verse 23. When the day comes, you will not ask me. For anything, I am telling you the truth. The Father will give you whatever you ask for of him in my name. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, so that your happiness may be complete. So, this was telling. he was telling the disciples before he was crucified that, you know, ask whatever you want in my name and you're going to receive that. They wasn't doing it at first because they didn't have the Holy Spirit at first, right? So boom. This is relating to us too. You cannot ask for something that not in Jesus' name and expect it to be good. And here's the thing too. The devil hears our prayers too. The devil knows what we want and knows our desires too. And because you going to the universe and asking him, the devil's like, oh, I got her. I got him. Let me give it to them. So they could think that, you know, it's self-glorifying. They could think that it's them and they could think that it's the universe. Who created the universe? God created the universe. God says do all things in him. God did tell us to speak those things that are not as though they were. Yes, that is real. But we have to speak those things that are not as though they were in Jesus' name. He said he will give us the desires of our hearts. But we have to ask him in Jesus' name. We cannot ask any other source. We can't ask the universe, crystals, spells, cards, none of that. We go to God, we go to the source, we go to the creator. How do you think everything else got his power? God, the devil was an angel before he got sent down. Come on now. All power comes from God and all glory.
To talk about a few times now is channeled messages. There are people who specifically like Abraham Hicks. That's a very popular person. A lot of people listen to Abraham Hicks, whether they are into spirituality or not into spirituality. There's a lot of people out there who channel messages from Pleiadians or other dimensions. And if you ever see these people, you know, Abraham Hicks has been the specific example that has come back to my memory and put on my heart multiple times. So I'm going to talk about Esther Hicks because this is someone I used to listen to a lot. And what I think that a lot of people don't understand as they're listening to this, which sounds so profound, everything that she is saying, please understand that Abraham is actually a channeled demonic spirit. This is not an enlightened being from another dimension. She is channeling a demonic spirit. And this spirit is meant to seduce you with knowledge, with information, to try to teach you how to live your best life and keep your eyes distracted off the only way to really have your best life is through Jesus Christ. What profiteth a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? So while you may be able to manifest a Tesla and your dream man or whatever from the teachings that you learn from these people who are teaching you things of demons that have been taught to them, you know, when you see Abraham speaking through Esther, this is not like a show that she's putting on. That is a real literal demonic spirit using her as a conduit for their demonic message. And they are deceiving the masses. The law of attraction, though it is true, you absolutely can manipulate the spirit realm to get things that you want. Please understand that that is not free. You are opening doors to demons in order to do that. Nothing other than the free gift of salvation from Jesus Christ and trusting in him by grace through faith will give you the will of God, the perfect will of God, which you are truly meant to have. I see a lot of these tarot readers and channelers and people who I used to watch when I was in the New Age, and their lives are slowly crumbling. They're losing all of these things that they manifested. And the reason for that is because in order to get those things, they opened a door to a demon. These demons, spirit guides, whatever you want to call them, they hate you. They may pretend to be your friend, but they hate you because you were created in the image of God. And whatever gain temporarily you may get from these situations, they always come to steal, kill, and destroy, and it will be short-lived. So just heed my warning. I had to learn the hard way. God bless you.
Now people are wondering, is Jesus scam? Is Jesus scam? Now John the Baptist, after John the Baptist was put in prison, John the Baptist was asking, was Jesus a scam? Or should we look for another person that is real? So in St. Matthew, the 11th chapter, verse number 2, it says, "Now when John had heard in the prison the work of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another?" So John, two disciples, went out and asked Jesus, "Jesus, are you real? Or should we look for another person that almost real as you are? But are you real, Jesus?" And there are a lot of people that are wondering, is Jesus Christ a scam or Jesus Christ a savior? He's a savior and not a scam. Now, I'm going to tell you, all the prosperity preachers are scams. You know why? Because they scam you out your money, and they didn't give you the blessing that you have sold into their ministry. They say, if you give this, this is going to happen to you. Now, you give them the money, so the product that comes with the money that they should receive, if you give a pastor a hundredfold blessing, and they say, if you give me a hundredfold blessing, you'll receive a hundredfold, because by you giving, by you sowing into this ministry, God gonna bless you. Now you have faith, and you're still waiting on your blessing. Now they're gonna say that you lack faith, and that's why I tell people, stop giving your money to people, amen. Because if you won't be blessed, you ain't gotta give money to get blessed. The Bible says, "No good thing with you will hold from them that walk uprightly before Him." The Bible says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things gonna be added unto you." So, when John, two disciples came to Jesus, and they said unto Him, "Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another?" Now Jesus answered and said unto them, that's in St. Matthew 11, chapter verse 4. Jesus answered and said unto them, "Go and show John again those things which ye have heard and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the leper are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. Blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me." And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitude concerning John, "What went ye out to see, into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went ye out to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft raiment are in kings' houses. But what went we out to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. For this is he of whom is written, 'Behold, I set my messenger before the face, which shall prepare the way before thee.' Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of a woman, they have not risen a greater prophet, greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom, amen, is at least in the kingdom, is greater than he. And from the day of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violence take it by force. For all the prophet and the law prophesy unto John, and it, if he shall receive it, this is Elias, which was to come. He that hath an ear, let him hear him. He that have an ear to hear, let him hear." So, what I'm saying to individuals that are listening to this, Jesus Christ is the real deal. Jesus Christ is not a scam. He's not a scammer. Jesus Christ promised that He glorified. All that was written about John, about Jesus Christ in the Old Testament, he has fulfilled. Now, all through this podcast, you will see that how I mentioned I debunk this ex-pastor. He said Jesus Christ never fulfilled nothing in the Bible, which is a lie. Jesus Christ has fulfilled a lot in the Bible, because Jesus Christ, if you remember what I wrote and told you about how these two men that was going to Emmaus, and how when Jesus Christ was risen on that day, and Jesus Christ told them, he called them a fool. And the reason why he called them a fool, because they didn't believe what was said before about Jesus. So let me pick it up and tell you. So when Luke 24, verse 24, and certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the woman hath said, but him they saw not. So these men, amen, they didn't believe in the resurrection of Jesus, because Jesus was risen on that day. And there was complaining. They were saying that the woman, in verse 23, and when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angel which said that he was alive. So Jesus was alive and is alive because he's real. And that's a difference between Muslims and Hindu and Buddha and Hare Krishna and cosmetology and Seventh-day Adventists and Jehovah's Witness and Mormons, because Jesus Christ is resurrected. He's a risen Christ. Amen. And the Bible says if Christ is not risen, we are most men miserable. So Jesus Christ is the real deal. Jesus Christ is not a scam. He's a savior and he's a soon coming king. Hey, glory to God. So in closing, so verse 25, then he said unto them, O fool and slow of heart to believe all that the prophet has spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his rest? And begin at Moses. Now Moses, glory to God, he was the one that went to Egypt. He glory to God, and to release the children of Israel out of Egypt. And Egypt is the world. If you are not a Christian, you are in Egypt. But if you are a Christian, you are out of Egypt, and you're waiting for the soon coming king to get to heaven. Hey, glory to God. So I'm telling you, Jesus Christ is not, hear me now, he's not a scammer. He's a savior, and he's a soon coming king. Put your trust in Jesus Christ, and you will have, that's why he said, glory to God, in St. John 11:28-30, he said, come unto me, all ye that have labored, and I will give rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So Jesus Christ, he called us. He said, come unto me, all that have labored. If you got a heavy burden upon you, amen, Jesus Christ said, come and learn of me, because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Being a Christian is not a hard task. Being a Christian is not about religion. It's a relationship. And if you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, amen, glory to God. It's not about cars and clothes and castles and cash and credit cards, my friend. It's about a connection. It's about a changed life. It's about communication. It's about commitment with Christ. Amen. So the reason why Jesus Christ is the real deal, because in 2 Corinthians 5:17, he said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. all things become new. So if you are a Christian, there must be changes. And who changed? God changed you. If you change yourself, you're going to go back to the old ways. But if God changed you, amen. And that's why Paul has told the Corinthian church, amen. And we as believers, amen, he told the Corinthian church this thing. Amen. And he said it sincerely. And listen what he say. He say, know he not that a righteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abuser of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetousness, nor drunkard, nor revilers, nor extortioner shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed. Why you're washed? Because you believe in Jesus. But ye are sanctified. Why you are separated from the world? Because of Jesus. But you are justified. You are made clear in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of God. So Jesus Christ is not a scam. He's your Savior. He's your Lord. He's your Master. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're listening to this, hey, glory to God, know this, that Christ come that we may have. And that's why he said it in John 10, verse 10. Let's go to John 10. If you have a Bible, I'll wait. John 10, verse 10. John 10, verse 10 says something significant, saying that Jesus Christ is not a scam, but he's a Savior. He's your Lord, he's your Master, and he's a soon coming King, and King of Kings, and Lord of Lords. Listen, it says in John chapter 10, verse 10, and it says that the thief cometh not but for to steal and kill and destroy. Now this is Jesus say, I am come that they might have life. So Jesus Christ come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. So he say in verse 11, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd give his life for the sheep. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So what he's saying, that what Jesus Christ is saying, and he go further and say, he say, but he that's a harlot, he that's a scammer. Look at those prosperity preachers. The only way they give you a message if you give them money. What's it? The only way they bless you if you give them a bill. only if you give them a dime, they give you deliverance. But the Bible say in verse 12, but he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, see the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and he that's a wolf catcheth them and scattered the sheep. The hireling fleeth. He trying to say the scam. Anytime there's a paid preacher, he just in it for the money. The Bible says that the hireling, the paid preacher flee because he's a hireling and care not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and I'm known of mine. So Jesus Christ is not a scam. He's your King of Kings. He's your Lord of Lords. He's a sovereignty of God. Amen. So Jesus Christ is not. Amen. Glory to God. Look at Saint John, the 14th chapter. Saint John, the 14th chapter. Hey, glory to God. And let's say verse number 5. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou art goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way. There's only one way. There are not many ways. It say, I am the way. He didn't say, I'm the ways. He said, I am the way. I am the truth. He said, he didn't say, I am the truth. He said, I'm the truth. And I'm the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And he goes on to say that if ye had known me, ye should have known the Father also. From henceforth, ye also know him and have seen him. He goes to God. Does that sound like a scammer to you? Jesus Christ is the real deal. And there's another verse I want to show before I close this out. Is when Jesus, he glory to God, was with a Pilate. And Pilate was asking Jesus. This is what Jesus Christ said. Let's read it. Then Pilate entered in the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto him, Art thou the King of Jews? Jesus answered him, Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did other tell it thee of me? Pilate said, Am I a Jew? Thy own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What sayest thou? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom was of this world, then will my servant fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Now Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. So is Jesus a scam? Jesus Christ is not a scam. Now Pilate come to this saying. Pilate said unto him, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and said unto them, I find in him no fault at all. Now, there's other people that's wondering, is Jesus Christ the Messiah? So Jesus Christ had a conversation with a woman at the well. And the woman say, listen, in verse 25, in St. John 4:25, he say, Then a woman said to him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. So there's a lot of people that are saying that Jesus Christ is not the Messiah. The Muslim called Jesus Christ a prophet, a teacher, but not the Messiah. Amen. The Jews say Jesus Christ is not the Messiah. But in John chapter 25, 26, Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. Now, there's a lot of people that say that Jesus Christ is not the great I am. Jesus Christ is not the I am. Amen. Is he the same one that was let's say in Exodus? I think it's 3:14, Exodus 3:14. And listen what Moses say. And it say, And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your father have sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, What is this? What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thrust said, Thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent unto you. Now, when Jesus Christ said, Abraham, glad to saw my days and saw it. And they say, you're not yet even 50 years old. How can you say before Abraham was I am? And we picked it up by saying that verse 56 of St. John, the 8th chapter. And I just want to tell you that Jesus Christ is not a scam. So I'm going through all these scriptures to prove to you and to tell you that Jesus Christ is not a scam. He's your Lord. He's your Savior. He's your soon coming King. Amen. Verse 56 of St. John, the 8th chapter, verse 56. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, Thou art not yet 50 years old. Now, Jesus Christ was 33 years old. And said unto, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. And what happened after that? Glory to God. Then took they up stones to cast him, to cast at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. Now, a person may be wondering, what prophecy did Jesus Christ fulfill? I'm just going to give you one, and I'm closing this. So, Isaiah 61, and go to Luke 4th chapter, verse 18. Isaiah, and it's amazing, a lot of people does not have their Bible. They rather have their link, their app on their phone. But I rather hear the pages turn than go to my phone. So, Isaiah 61, and it says, The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord have anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up broken heart, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the open of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the days of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. And also in Luke, where he fulfilled it, I think it's Luke the 4:18. And the Bible say, verse 17, And there delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he anoint me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the broken heart, to preach deliverance to the captive, and to recover the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book and he gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened to him. And he began saying unto them, This day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears. And read the rest of it, my friend. Hey, glory to God. I want you to know that Jesus Christ is not a scam. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, of God, this person that have listened to this sermon, this homily, bless them right now. Oh God, I might be having a situation in life, problem in life, oh God. They're wondering, is Jesus Christ the real deal or Jesus Christ just a scam? Let them know that Jesus Christ is the Savior. Jesus Christ is the Lord. Jesus Christ, because the Bible say, there's a way that seem right to a man, but the end thereof is a way of death. Oh God, let them know that life and death in the power of the tongue, and they that love the fruit thereof. Let them know that Jesus Christ is real, and he can transform their life if they want to be transformed. Bless this person right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. Peace be unto you. Amen.
On my videos about my testimony and asking me, why is manifesting against God? So I'm going to tell you so many reasons why you should not manifest if you are a Christian. And I'm saying this from speaking from experience, because I was saved out of New Age. I was saved from manifesting. I was saved from tarot cards. I was saved from crystals, transcendental meditations, plant medicine like ayahuasca, mushrooms. And I want to take you through why manifesting is bad and why manifesting is so subtle, especially nowadays when it's such a cultural thing in society. Everyone is talking about how you can manifest, how you can create your own reality. And I'm going to tell you why manifesting is bad. Number one, it is against God's word. That alone, that reason alone should be where you stop manifesting. Like, there shouldn't be multiple reasons, but a lot of people don't know that because they don't open their Bible. And in the Bible, it specifically says in multiple verses, in multiple books, in multiple passages, that people who practice divination, sorcery, it doesn't necessarily say manifestation, but anything that's serving another god is witchcraft, and it's people who do it are abomination to God. And because you're not focusing your future on God and your future plans and putting it in God's hands and following God's will, you're trying to create your own reality, and you're actually serving yourself and you're not serving God. So you're creating your own reality instead of living out God's will for you. Number two is it opens the door for demonic. It is demonic, so it opens the door for demons and demonic spirits to come and invade your home, invade your spirit, oppress you. And I know this from speaking from experience because it happened to me. It started out with reading self-help books, and then it started out with doing pendulum swings, just messing around and trying to get an answer, as if a little crystal thing is like a genie in a bottle. And I know a lot of people who have practiced this might say, well, they give me the right answers, but that is a form of witchcraft. And God literally warns of that in his word, saying, stay away from that kind of stuff because it's a form of witchcraft. And once you open the door to the demonic, it is really hard to close that door because I've been there. And number three, it leaves you feeling just empty because there's always more to seek, always more to get from, and you're constantly on this hamster wheel of new age practices and always learning more. Because it happened to me where I was learning all of these things, learning from all these famous gurus, going to all these retreats, and it was so empty. I literally felt more empty. I needed to seek more. I needed to feel more like I was getting the right answer. So I get a lot of questions.